This is Tom with Dolan Inspection.
Hey, Tom. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing all right. It's Wednesday. We're halfway there, right?
Right. All day.
So I hear that you're interested in Google Guarantee.
Yeah, I would like to know just more about it before I would move forward, but yes.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to go over it. Do you know anything about it up until this point?
Nope, I'm totally ignorant.
You're totally ignorant, just the way I like them, honestly, because when you have preconceived ideas about it, it's hard to unlearn that, you know?
It's so true.
Just in life, period, right?
Yes.
Okay, so are you sitting down, or what are you doing right now?
I'm in my truck at the bank about to make a deposit or two.
Do you want me to call you back when you have, like, when you can focus on this all the way?
No, you're good. I mean, what are we talking about?
Okay, cool. No, not long, 15 minutes max. I just want to make sure that I don't want to be distracting you if you're busy. That's all.
No, you're good. I'm good at multitasking.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Awesome. I am too. Not everybody is as good at it though. So,
no.
All right. So if you do a search for home inspection, home inspectors, let's see what other keywords are associated with your category. Buyer seller inspection, commercial properties, fire safety, new construction inspection, depends on what kind of inspection you're doing, home warranty, water testing, septic, all of it. So all those types are available through the home inspection vertical. But if somebody does home inspector near me, at the top of the page, a search result is going to be produced that says Google Guaranteed, and it's going to say sponsored. And these companies that are listed here, and it's always at the very top of the page, it never rotates. The companies that are listed up there, Tom, the thing about them is that they have been background checked. And they have the certifications in order to be listed there. So Google does a background check on them, and it does require $300,000 in general liability, as well as the Florida Home Inspector's license issued by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Do you have that?
I do. I carry actually $1 million worth of liability.
Cool. Most of y'all do, but I have, I just tell you what the requirement is by Google, and then with this listing at the very top of the page, what Google is doing is they're guaranteeing your work. They're guaranteeing that you are a quality service provider and that they're going to provide that backing to you. So, for example, if there was a situation where a client could prove that you did something obviously pretty terrible, I mean, I can't imagine how home inspectors could really get it wrong, causing damage. But if you caused damage, if there was anything like that, they could prove it within 30 days and make the complaint, then Google would pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance. So it's Google backing you. Now, I haven't had anybody that's had to take advantage of that, but just so you know what the guarantee is, okay?
True.
And then what you're getting in return is qualified leads. So have you ever tried like Angie's List, Thumbtack, Porch House, Home Advisor?
Yes, I have.
Do you hate them?
I'm not a huge fan of Angie.
Okay.
They did give me work, and they kind of got me rolling when I didn't have anything.
Cool.
But it's just pricey. Is it a good service? Yes. Is it overpriced? Also yes.
How much were they charging you?
So it was anywhere from $14 to $28, but it also didn't matter. If I got a lead and whether I got the job or not, then I paid for that lead.
Mm. Got it.
So,
yeah, I'm familiar with how they work.
Within like a week, less, say 6 to 10 days, I accrued $400 worth of charges, over $400
got
worth
it.
Of charges, and got one job, maybe.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this might be a little bit harder to swallow. The upfront cost is $250, and the cost per qualified lead, which there's way more better qualifications, is $68.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's out of the price range, I do have another option for you through Yelp, which is way more affordable.
I'm actually already subscribed to Yelp.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I'm just trying to, you know, put fingers in different directions, if you will.
Okay.
But that as of right now, just because I opened this business in July of last year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still struggling a little bit. You know, I'm starting
sure.
to build clientele, but
mm-hmm.
I think I'm starting to build clientele because I'm finally starting getting reviews.
Yes.
And I've gotten a lot of good reviews. Not a lot, but all the reviews I have gotten have been really good. So
positive. Sure.
I think they're starting to build, but I just, as of right now, I don't think that I'm interested in this service. Just,
I understand.
It's a little pricey. I mean, maybe
it
something
is.
In the future.
It is a bit pricey. You are getting better qualified leads in the fact that the lead only comes to you. You don't share it. And
right.
the caller is calling you directly. It's not, you're not handed a phone number and hey, we hope for the best here. Good luck. We sent it to
right.
six other guys. It's none of that. It's coming directly to you because the caller has looked at Google in the guaranteed section and determined that they want to work with you directly. Therefore,
right.
they're reaching out to you directly. If it doesn't meet certain qualifications, if they're not requesting for you to come out and bid and do the job face to face, or if they're not requesting that you come out and estimate the job, or they're not scheduling with you, it's not a qualified lead.
Okay. Yeah, and that's cool. I did like that feature, and I will say, let me preface what I'm about to say by I'm not upset at all, but you may want to educate Joyce on
okay.
on this because she had stated that there was no upfront cost and the leads would cost me $20 to $40. So,
okay.
and that's totally different from what you said. And there again, let me just say, I'm not upset with her, but
yeah.
I think she might need an education so she doesn't piss somebody off.
Sure. Agreed. I really appreciate the feedback on that. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, she did tell me what you just said about the qualifying lead. So she was informative with that, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, does make it very attractive. But,
perfect.
So,
well, if you ever change your mind, you know where to find me.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.